After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
There is definitely a concept that when someone is a true and genuine friend, that there is a connection created that is something beyond the ordinary connections that we make in everyday interaction with one another in the context of the world.
Welcome to Living with Reality, a podcast featuring archived teachings and modern conversations with Dr. Robert Svoboda, brought to you by the Be Here Now Network. Living with Reality explores Ayurveda and other wisdom traditions of India, which Dr. Svoboda has been studying for nearly 50 years. For more information, please visit BeHereNowNetwork.com/Dr. Svoboda. That's DRSVOBODA. Hello, and welcome to Living with Reality. I'm Paula Crossfield, your host and Dr. Svoboda's business manager and collaborator, who helped him to create this podcast and some of the other things that you can have access to for free through YouTube, through his Instagram, Facebook, and more. If you are interested in studying with Dr. Svoboda, you can go to drsvoboda.teachable.com. That's drsvoboda.teachable.com. And you'll find over 200 hours worth of different courses there on all the Vedic sciences. So I highly recommend checking that out. Today's episode, we are focusing on the concept of friendship. So Dr. Svoboda talks about it from the Vedic perspective, from the karmic perspective. So if you are a person who's been thinking a lot about your friendships, and maybe after the pandemic, you're questioning, who is my real friend here? And what, where do I want to be with my friendships? More to the point, this will really help you be thinking about those relationships and how you want to nourish them. So without further ado, here is Dr. Svoboda on friendship.
In this episode, I'm going to be talking about friendship. And I'd like to begin with a Bible verse, one that I learned early on in my life. The 13th verse of the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to John. And it goes something like this. No greater love has someone than that person will lay down their life for their friends. So that always struck me as a very strong expression of how important friendship can be and should be, and what a responsibility friendship actually is. A good friend, of course, often becomes equivalent to a family member. Those members of your family who are not blood relations, but are related to you in some other way. Well, of course, there is relation by marriage, but often people become family members simply by being sincere and genuine friends. And certainly in my life, friendship has been extraordinarily important to me, most saliently because of the fact that I have traveled so much and I have spent so much time going from one place to another and relying on the good wishes of others. And I have been extremely fortunate to have, in many different countries, met many different people who I can honestly say have become good friends, and many of them have become very much like family. So there is definitely a concept that when someone is a true and genuine friend, that there is a connection created that is something beyond the ordinary connections that we make in everyday interaction with one another in the context of the world. And this is something that is strongly reflected in our Indo-European languages, particularly in Indo-Iranian. The word for friend in Sanskrit is mitra. That appears in ancient Iranian, Avesta's mitra. And both that word, mitra, in Sanskrit appears to emerge from the root M-I-T-H, mit. And mit means literally to unite, to pair up, to couple. And from it, we get the Sanskrit word mituna. And mituna means twins, like Gemini, the twins, astrological twins. A mituna means a couple. And mituna or maituna also means copulation, when two people come together and unite physically. That is also a coupling. And that's also a very intimate kind of connection. And that can also produce a very intimate kind of friendly relation. So there is implicit in this word, there is definitely a sense of very close connection. There is even in Buddhism a Buddha named Maitreya, and Vimalananda spoke of a rishi named Maitreya, and Maitreya means friendliness. So someone whose entire being is basically focused on manifesting friendliness, manifesting that quality of being willing to sacrifice oneself for those who one regards as one's friends, that Jesus spoke of in that Bible verse. In fact, Vimalananda used to say that it was that very Rishi Maitreya who took avatara as Krishna and who took avatara as Jesus, that it was that quality of friendliness. And of course, that same friendliness that Krishna displayed to Arjuna when on the battlefield he spoke to him the Bhagavad Gita, when he extended himself to try to make Arjuna understand the nature of reality, all coming from that rishi whose name means friendliness. So friendliness is, and being with friends is a kind of, hopefully, a kind of satsanga, a kind of definitely being with the people that you are around is a sangha. It's an association. You will be influenced by them. They will be influenced by you. hopefully it is a sat sangha, not a ku sangha. Ku sangha means you will get together and maybe you will go out and rob banks together, or you will race down public streets together. You will do something else undesirable together. You will corrupt one another. This is not friendship. This is the law of karma causing you to come together and to reinforce undesirable karmas, the undesirable karmas that have brought you together. Instead, in satsang, we should come together and attempt to assist one another to go beyond our limitations. And that's what real friendship should be about, devoting your attention and your energy, that your life force, your prana, to extending yourself out to your friends to attempt to assist them to be able to live their lives better and more satisfactorily and more meaningfully, and investing some of your prana, investing some of your life force in order to do this. So according to whether the sangha, whether the association that we have is either sat, is good, or ku, not so good, we will either be lifted up by, or we will be caused to go down, drowned by those people that we associate with. And sometimes if one's awareness is not yet adequately purified, the reality is that what will happen is we will associate with people that we should not be associating with, ku sangha, and we will believe that these are the people we should be associating with. We will associate with those people that in fact will be dragging us down into less evolved states of awareness. And we will believe that we're doing the right thing. This, of course, is a great tendency on the part of teenagers nowadays, because once you become a teenager, you especially nowadays, start to believe you know everything, and you may start to ignore the good advice of your elders. That is, of course, we hope your elders are in a position to give you good advice. One of the sad things about reality, especially modern reality, is often elders do not give young people good advice, and then they do not provide a good example of the kind of people that one should associate oneself with. And then it's not surprising that younger people associate themselves with the same kind of useless individuals that their parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, etc., associate themselves with. And that same kind of pattern continues to be replicated. So number one, we want to attempt to move in the direction of mutually beneficial, mutually supportive friendships, and to recognize that the associations that we possibly have had in the past are associations that are not benefiting either us or the other person, and associations that we need to terminate. Now, this is often where it becomes a little bit sticky, because suppose you have had what you believed to be a friendship with someone, possibly for many years. And then at some point you realize that, wait, in fact, this was not a serious and genuine friendship. This was merely a rananubandhana. So here I think it's important to remember that the people that we meet in the world, of all the billions of human beings in the world, we will just meet at the most a few thousand, a few tens of thousands, if we really go out and meet a lot. But getting to know people, just a few hundred, and really having those people be important to us, go back to Dunbar's number, maybe 150, 100, 200, but right around that number. These are the people that are really going to be central to our lives. And some of these, of course, especially in really traditional societies, would be people we were either directly related to or probably indirectly related to. In a really traditional society, you might never meet anyone who was out of the influence of or membership of your clan, or at the very least, your tribe. Nowadays, things are different. And nowadays, we can meet all kinds of people. We have the possibility of creating alignments with all kinds of people. And all of the meeting that we have, every person that we meet, we are meeting because of Runanubandhana. There's no doubt about it. What's important is the question of, does the relationship, the coupling, the pairing that we have between this individual and ourselves, does that simply remain at the level of Runanubandhana? Or does it go beyond Runanubandhana and go to something that becomes even more something that is not limited just by the bondage of karmic debt? So runa means debt, D-E-B-T, owing something to somebody. And anubandhana means a binding together, a specific binding. So runanubandhana means when you have a runanubandhana with somebody, that means you and that person are bound down together in a particular way, and there's some karmic debt that has to be paid off between the two of you. And very commonly what happens is when that debt gets finally paid off, you go your way and that person goes their way, and that's fine. But sometimes what happens is two people meet, and whatever that debt is that they, whatever the karmas are that have to be resolved between them, get resolved. And then they realize, gosh, this is really a good human being. I want to maintain some kind of alignment with this person. And then we can say that that relationship has gone from just being a pairing due to karmic debt to a pairing that is based on the reality of what friendship really is. So as you go through life, inevitably what's going to happen is you will meet people, you'll deal with your karmic debts and hopefully deal with them well, and then the debt will be over, you'll go your way, that person will go their way, and that'll be the end of that. There will be some people, though, that you will hang on longer with. And now the question becomes, are you hanging on with that person because the karmic debt is just so pervasive and so intense and so deep and so long-lasting that you can't escape from being connected to that person? Or are you hanging on to that person because you have partly gone beyond that karmic debt, and because there is something that is more refined and more real and more valuable, a real relationship that's developed between the two of you. Sometimes this is not so easy to identify. Sometimes, in fact, it may seem one way to you, and later on, it may end up starting to seem a different way. So there is no hard and fast rule. There is no kind of test that you can apply that will give you a guaranteed result in this regard. This is something that you have to be very attentive to, and you may end up in the case of someone that you just can't understand what it is that is bringing you together with this person, maybe you're going to need some kind of divinatory intervention. Maybe you'll need astrology or tarot cards or who knows, whatever method it might be useful for you. And you may not be able to figure it out on your own, but particularly because if there is a specific Rinanubandhana is extremely deeply structured into the way your personality is structured, you may not have an adequate perspective to see beyond that. In any event, you should be paying attention to how you and this person react, and you should pay attention to how other people, and especially people you trust and rely on, and know that are people that are part of your greater family group, your general group of people that are really part of your environment, your peeps. You will definitely want to take the perspective of other people as to how you and this person in question, how your relationship is going, whether it's serving you or that other person, whether it seems to be mutually beneficial or skewed in some way. And of course, you can't guarantee that those people, no matter how much you have a genuine relationship with them, will be able to give you a specific and adequately objective answer, because they may be getting influenced by that Rinanubandhana as well. So they may have their own Rinanubandhana with you and with this other person that is preventing them from giving you an appropriate and accurate and nicely neutral, emotionally and energetically neutral perspective on what they see. So the good news is that eventually things do become clear. And the sad reality is that there are going to be times in your life, most probably, now, that not always going to be the case, and if you're able to avoid this situation, that will be even better. But there are very likely going to be times in your life when you are going to find that what you thought was a real friendship, and what might have been at some point a real friendship, you will find that it is no longer a friendship. You will find that it's something that is not serving either of you any longer. And certainly it's going to be easier if both of you realize this. Because then you can say, oh, you know, the situation is this is not serving either one of us any longer. I wish you well. I trust you wish me well. And now let us go our separate ways. And sometimes it is that genuine quality of friendship between two people that permits those two people to go their separate ways. Sometimes that itself is the indication of what is really genuine in the relationship, that you understand that you were together for some period of time, you are now no longer together, and there is greater value in no longer interacting together anymore than there would be in trying to preserve something that really doesn't exist any longer. However, it is also the case that often either you will try to preserve a friendship that no longer existed, if it ever existed, or vice versa. The other person will be trying to maintain it, and you will either understand that there is nothing left to maintain, or if you're being still mostly influenced by your karmas, you will simply start running away from that person, ignoring them, possibly trying to engineer situations that are going to attempt to, in some derivative and indirect way, make it obvious to that person that you're no longer interested. But there's the potential for there to be a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of confusion, a lot of needless misery as a result of you and this other person not understanding what that things have changed between you. So it is when you start to notice that there appears to be a change in a relationship, and it is very much going to benefit you if you try your best to figure out whether or not this is simply a bad patch that both of you have to go through and that you're going to be able to get through to the other side of, or whether this is something that is going to terminate your relation together. And again, astrology may be useful, but ultimately we have to go down to intuition. We really have to be in that place where we can feel the degree to which somebody is in our life, to the degree to which somebody has become integrated into our lives, the degree to which that person needs to or deserves to be in our life, and what we are going to do about it. So there definitely are going to come moments when you're going to realize either that you have to allow someone to go, or you have to get someone to understand that there is nothing remaining between the two of you, that things are no longer working, that the alignment, whatever alignment there may have been, is no longer there. And this is a situation that is going to require great patience on your part, because sometimes the other person is not at all going to understand what you're trying to communicate to them. They are going to feel very hurt instead. They're going to attempt to clarify things. They're going to attempt to make things better between you, etc. And none of these efforts are going to work because that connection, if it existed, no longer exists and possibly never existed. So patience is going to be the most important thing that you are going to want to apply to this. You're going to have to make sure that you allow yourself to take whatever time is needed so that there is a nice, clean disconnection of you and this other person. That's the only way that the Vrnanubandhana is ever going to be properly finished. And so be extremely patient, and little by little, that person, let's be honest, may never get to the understanding that you have, and you may simply have to permit that to be the case. Now, what, on the other hand, if somebody ends a friendship with you and you don't believe that you believe that friendship should not be ending, or that the way that they're ending it is not appropriate or not righteous, and you are feeling upset about this, well, you still have to be patient, but now you have to be patient and you have to be willing to forgive. Always remember, when you forgive somebody, you are not doing it for that person. You are doing it for yourself. So when you forgive someone, what you're doing is you're saying, okay, I understand that I value, and you may be able to say this directly to that person. But if they are, if there is a miscommunication communication happening, that person will not hear. So it may be the case that instead of trying to communicate directly with that person, you simply visualize that person being there and you communicate to them what you want to, what you would like to communicate to them in real time, even if it's something they can't hear. And then you communicate to them, to that, the visualization of that person, exactly what you want to say. And once you've done that, then you forgive them for not understanding. You forgive them for not knowing what they're doing. You forgive them for the fact that they are doing something that's not going to benefit themselves any more than it's going to benefit you. So patience, but with the addition of forgiveness, is going to be very important. Letting go of what you feel is something that you should not be having to let go of. But if the other person is saying, I have to let go, then we have to be kind of, we have to kind of come to the conclusion that the runano bandhana may have ended, may be over at this point. So what we need to do under those circumstances is be in a position to acknowledge that we may not have the right perspective on that reality. Instead, we may simply need to be allowing things to sit exactly where they are sitting and let some time go by. And hopefully, as time does go by, it will become more evident to us that either this was the right thing to happen, or if that never becomes evident to us, at least we can accept, we can find a way to acknowledge the reality that it has happened. Because even if you can't, even if you were never enthusiastic about the loss of this particular relation, even if you can never appreciate the value in losing this relationship, at the very least, you need to be able to acknowledge that it has been lost. Because sometimes what happens is people try to hold on to relationships that may have ended decades before, and they still are kind of holding on and hoping that maybe that person will wake up and understand the reality. But that's just then a projection on our part. So it has to be a real friendship is a mutual understanding between two people, that it's an understanding between two people, but it's an understanding also of the fact that that understanding is a genuine understanding. It's not just a couple of people getting together and spending time together because they have some similar interests and find it agreeable to be spending time together. And then after some time, the karmas change and the planets change, and then they don't have that much in common anymore and they go their separate ways. And that's very common. That happens all the time. That's very much the sort of way that runano bandhana is engineered. It's engineered for us to come together, pay off our karmic debts, and go our separate ways. So we can always feel satisfied when those karmas are worked out, but something does remain behind. Something valuable remains behind. Some genuine care for the other person remains behind. And then we can say that that person is a true friend, even if we see them once every year, once every 10 years even. When you remember that person and you can feel like a connection is still there and it is a mutually beneficial connection, then you can definitely conclude that you and that person are still honestly friendly with one another, and therefore continuing to send some of your own life force in that individual's direction. That is a valuable thing to do. That is what friends do. They support one another. When there is not a relationship of mutual support, that's the time when there is really not a relationship of mutual friendship. And it is just a matter of runano bandhana. So allow those associations that are not living that don't have their own independent life, because that's what any kind of real a marriage, a friendship, these are relationships that develop their own independent reality separate from the two people involved. And those are the kind of relations that continue from one lifetime to the next. And those are the kind of relationships that are genuine and are worth investing time and attention in. So as you move through your life, value your friends, value your friendships, and do your best to keep a clear and an honest perspective on who are your real friends and who you are a real friend to. Om Namah Shivaya.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.